It's 8:42. Dr. John Welling joins me. He's a specialist in cornea, cataract, and LASIK surgery. He ends up practicing usually over at the Medical Eye Center. He just got back from doing a whole bunch of cataract surgeries over in Ghana. And this is something which we're hearing more and more about, in which you take your talents here, doctor. First off, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate being here.
Now, they don't stamp the passports anymore, right?
They put the visas in there. Some of them are stickers, some of them are stamps. But yeah, you end up getting a kind of a variety of things depending on where you go.
Okay, very good. So you just got back from Ghana. And for those that don't know, where is Ghana if you were to visualize it on the globe?
Yeah, so Ghana is in West Africa, kind of near Nigeria is probably one of the bigger, higher density population centers that people might know. But yeah,
hot,
West Africa on the coast.
Hot, dry, dusty, right?
Yeah, extremely hot and varies from desert, from Sahara-like conditions to tropical rainforest.
Okay,
so it's kind
very
of varied,
good.
Yep.
Now, this was not a vacation that you ended up doing because you ended up going over there as part of your practice, and you do a lot of pro bono cataract surgery. And there, it's a very different situation than here, and not to poo-poo ever being blind. But when you're in a third world country, no doubt, I think you'd have to say Ghana qualifies on this.
Yeah,
it can be actually life threatening. In fact, weren't you telling me that life expectancy for someone who is blind? What's the story there?
Yeah, so you know, life expectancy for the blind in Africa is one third that for age matched peers, meaning that you know if a healthy sighted person is going to live for 20 more years, that someone who's blind is going to live for 6 or 7 more years. And that's just the reality of living in a subsistence lifestyle where you have to work every day just to survive. And if you're blind, then you simply can't.
Yeah, there's no Oregon Trail card. There's no institutions that are willing to help. There's just not that kind of that level of wealth that we have here. And that's something to certainly keep in mind. So you ended up going over there. And how many surgeries did you perform?
So, in this trip, we did about 115 cases. And We'd hoped to do a few more. We had one of our nurses whose husband actually passed away, and he was young and he passed away suddenly and right in the middle of the screening campaign. Just kind of goes to show some of the things that they contend with there. I mean, a young, otherwise healthy guy here in the United States, unlikely to pass away at the age of 50. And over there, it's pretty common. Life expectancy is 60, and there's a lot
60.
Of access to care there is much less than what we have.
So if I were living there and had grown up in Ghana, I would be on the decline right now as a 55-year-old. They'd be saying, well, you're not going to be around long.
You'd only have a few more years, Bill.
Yeah, that would be about it, huh? All right. So when you have these set up, is there almost like an assembly line that you and the other surgeons and the nurses, set up in Ghana when you do this kind of pro bono work? How does it actually look if we were to actually see you, as contrasted to the Medical Eye Center, which looks like a palace? It's like a palace,
Yeah. Well, we work in a variety of settings. Sometimes you end up converting a school or a community center into, an operating theater. In this case, we were fortunate to work with a newly constructed medical facility that's really in the middle of nowhere. It's about a 6 hours drive from the nearest cities. But it's actually reasonably well appointed. It has clean operating facilities. There's a room for us to set up portable microscopes. So we take our own microscopes. We set up about 4 of them, so we can have 4 surgeons working at a time.
So you have a microscope and you're actually focused in on the eye tissue, the cornea. Then
ready to do that? Yeah. So there's a variety of portable microscopes that you can take into the developing world, and you set them up similar to how we would here, and you drape the patient, you use the same antibiotics, the same betadine solution, you use everything that you would to prevent infection and inflammation and to do the same quality of surgery. But there's a lot of logistics to making that happen.
Okay, great. So, interesting story. You ended up interviewing one of your patients afterwards, one of the 120 that you ended up replacing the corneas. Now, you took the cataract out, which is taking out a part of the cornea, is it part of the lens?
The lens.
Okay.
You got it. Yeah. So the lens over time for all of us becomes cloudy. And, here, like we talked about last time, if you have trouble seeing your golf ball, you get that taken out and it's taken care of. But over there, they might be blind for a decade or longer. And there was a 52-year-old gentleman. He's a cocoa farmer. He had 8 kids. Yeah, Ghana is the third leading producer of cocoa worldwide, and so a lot of these folks are out there in the fields every day, making it happen. And he was blind for 3 years in both eyes, and he came for cataract surgery, and we interviewed him afterwards. He was a pretty cool experience. He
What was that like?
So he, you know, he said that for the last 3 years, he's basically been dependent on his wife to go out and do the farming. But obviously, they've got 8 kids, some of which are still at home. And so it's a huge burden on them. And he basically, you know, has been, you know, pretty distraught. He hasn't been able to provide for his family and do what he needs to do. And he just talked about what it meant to him to have his sight restored in both eyes and be able to get back out there, provide for his family. And like you said, you know, in those subsistence places, it's life or death. And if you're blind, you know, you're not going to be around that long. And so it's pretty miraculous to see this happen.
It's really something. I know in my line of work here, doctor, and by the way, if you're wondering who I'm speaking with, Dr. John Welling, he's a specialist in cornea, cataract, LASIK surgery over Medical Eye Center. And you know, that is in Barnett Road here in Medford. You know, in my job, it's kind of an intangible. A lot of what I do, you know, we talk, we discuss issues that goes out there. You don't really know if it had an effect on anyone.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, you're doing that, and you had these 120 patients that you were intimately involved with there for those days that you were in Ghana. That, you know how that works.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, you see, when you take the patch off on day one, my favorite part is just to watch their face.
Uh-huh.
And kind of wait for them to blink, you know, blink away some of the crust and so forth. And just to watch the eye open for the first time and just to see the expression on their face as they look around, they see their family members that are there watching and their face just breaks out into this kind of uncontrollable smile and everybody just starts celebrating and it's amazing.
Man, I imagine that would all of a sudden you can see again. And
yeah.
I'm kind of curious, do you ever have a patient that said, boy, you got old? you ever see someone they haven't seen someone in a while?
We often hear when they look in the mirror, like, I've gotten old. I didn't realize I had so many wrinkles. They're like, I don't know if I like this or not. But yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's hard to describe that without actually seeing it.
How does the funding end up making this happen? Because it can't be cheap to travel, especially with a bunch of medical equipment and microscopes and such. What actually works that?
You know, it's a huge logistical effort. It's a huge, it's a huge group effort. We depend heavily on donations from private individuals, from businesses. We get grants from USAID to make this happen. This mm-hmm. is through the Himalayan Cataract Project, the organization that I work with in partnership with Medical Eye Center. And, you know, the miracle of this, there's 40 million people blind worldwide. Half of those are blind from cataracts. So 20 million people blind from cataracts, and it's all curable with $25. You can do one of these surgeries in the developing world for $25. We, over the years, have streamlined the process and the equipment required. And so for $25, you can basically not only give somebody their sight back, but give them their life back and do it overnight. And it's incredible.
It's not a lot of money in the grand scheme of things, really.
Yeah, no, it's not. You know, you look at some of the major problems in the world, AIDS, HIV, TB, malaria, those are all extremely worthy and, you know, challenging causes. The challenge is that it takes a long time and a lot of money to totally, you know, to totally treat and manage those. Whereas with cataracts, you can basically do it overnight for $25.
Overnight for $25. Good going. You gonna go back, or is there another place you go to next time? Or
yeah, absolutely. So my partner, Matt Oliva, just got back from Ethiopia last night, where they have really fine-tuned this entire process and have a great team there. And they actually did 1,300 cases in the past week with Matt and three other Ethiopian surgeons that he's trained over the years. And I'm planning to go back to Ethiopia this coming up this year, hopefully.
You know, I talked with a guest last week, doctor, and it had to do with, and I know we're an anti-GMO, we're a GMO-free country.
Right.
County, rather, you know
right.
about that.
Right.
And yet he was talking about this scientist who had actually gifted GMO, genetically modified golden rice, and he was hoping to see it used in the third world more because mm-hmm. of the issue of, you talked about blindness being a problem in the third world. Some of it is due to cataracts, like you mentioned, but mm-hmm. also apparently nutritional deficiencies, and that this rice was supposedly, is it vitamin A that is?
Yeah, vitamin A, it definitely has an impact on visual development, yeah.
Yeah, is that, did you see much blindness caused by that over there?
Yeah, definitely. You see a lot more young people there that have cataracts than we would see here in the United States, and a huge part of that is, you know, poor nutrition and developmental issues, you know, maternal fetal health issues. And so there's no doubt about it that nutrition does play an important role.
All right. But you can fix the cataract aspect at least for $25.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's, you know, it's just incredible the what's possible with, you know, a team of people and with, you know, generous folks that help contribute to make it possible.
Hey, well, thanks for sharing the story. We really appreciate it. It's great to catch people doing the good things, you know.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Rather than saying, hey, what did you do wrong here, right? This is like catching everybody doing everything right. You must feel pretty good about that.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right. Dr. John Welling, he's a specialist in cornea cataract LASIK surgery from the Medical Eye Center. And he just got back from a lot of pro bono eye work over in Ghana.